Well, good day. I hope you're having a great day. Today is a day that I believe you can take your life to a completely new level. I'm calling this show The Courage to Reveal Your Infinite Power, right? What is that? Okay. And once you reveal that, we're going to be talking about that today. How do you apply that practically in your life? You know, there's a lot going on today, and some people are really feeling disempowered, feeling like they aren't going to make it through. Some people have lost businesses. Some people have gotten ill. Some people have separated from family members. Some people just don't know what to do. But for those of us that do know what to do, we are in a place where we're taking it day by day. We're being completely present. We're allowing circumstances to come in and doing our very best not to overreact. I say our very best because everybody, even the best of us, still have challenges in that area, right? So, anyway, this show is going to help you to really tune into that infinite power that's within you and take your life to a completely next level. And I want to let you know, I have a very special guest today, and she's written several books. She's going to be discussing with you how to tap into what we call the field and be able to explore that field within your own life, set new intentions, and take your life to a completely new level. She'll be with me right after the break. Well, welcome back. I'm so glad you're with me today. My first and only guest today is Lynn McTaggart. She's one of the central voices in the New Consciousness Movement. She's an award-winning author. She's written seven books, including books called The Field, Power of Intent, Power of Eight, The Bond, The Intention Experiment. Lynn is consistently listed in the Watkins annual list of 100 most spiritually powerful, influential people in the world as an editorial director of What Doctors Don't Tell You. She publishes one of the world's most highly praised health publications and runs highly popular health and spiritual teleconferences and workshops, among a lot of other things. Lynn, it's so great to have you on the show this morning. Welcome.
It's great to be with you again, Ken. Nice
Yeah,
to see you.
thank you so much. Well, you know, we got quite a day going in this world. I'm not sure how it is in England, but over here, it's you never know what's coming, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes life interesting, right?
It really makes life interesting. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I've decided to call this show the Courage to Reveal Your Infinite Power, right? And you know, you've done a lot of study on this thing we call the field out there. Why don't we just start there? What is the field? How do people connect to the field? Does it matter if I connect or not?
Okay. Well, you don't have to do anything to connect to it, Ken, because you're part of it, whether you like it or not. The field is essentially a quantum energy field that unites all of us like an invisible web. And we think of ourselves as being, parts of essentially separate objects in this well-behaved universe, operating according to fixed laws in time and space. But we are far more than that. We are essentially packets of vibrating energy. And what we understand from the new science is that old science about separate objects, separation, is wrong. That we are in the subatomic particles of our bodies and everything else out there are part of this vibrating energy field. So we don't have to connect to it. We are it. What we have to do, though, is to learn how to relearn, basically, how to maximize that potential.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I look out in the world and I go, gosh, I'm not sure I want to be part of this. And yet I am. And yet we are all connected in this field. So knowing that, how does that change things?
Well, it changes hugely our view of the world, and it also is an invitation for us to reclaim our power. If we think of ourselves as separate, we operate according to being separate. So we think that we are alone. We're a lonely person on a lonely planet in a lonely universe. If we know that we're all connected, we know that we have powers that we have not been told about and that have been, essentially disregarded or downplayed since we've been children. Children know that they have powers of influence, and then that gets beaten out of us, so to speak, by our teachers, by our society, by science. It tells us that we're very different. But if we understand that we're all connected and this quantum field connects us, we understand, first of all, the quantum field holds all information. Quantum subatomic particles are also waves, and waves encode information. And there are something like, waves are so powerful and so information hungry that we could put the entire Library of Congress onto a sugar cube. And that's if we enfolded it all into waves. That's how much information is just out there in empty space. So we have access to information we don't realize we do. And secondly, if we are all connected, if this quantum field unites us in its invisible web, then we have ways of communicating to other things, other people that we have not understood. That is just part of our birthright and something we have to reclaim.
Well, I love that because we're really tapping when you're talking about consciousness, and I'm thinking of some of the studies on remote viewing and some of the studies on the psychic energy that people have, our energy, our you know I'm starting to think about, wow, there's so much more going on here than we can see. So how do we start to see the unseeable?
Well, first of all, we just relearn how to practice it. And I think that's one of the amazing aspects of what I've been working on. It never ceases to amaze me how much power we actually do have. And one of the ways I've explored it most is with the power of intention, the idea that our thoughts are an actual something with the capacity to change physical matter. Now, I was completely skeptical about all of this. I'm an investigative reporter by background. So I was minding my own business, just looking into the new science, when I discovered a lot of evidence just showing that thoughts are not only things, but thoughts are things that affect other things. They're trespassers. They can go out there and affect other people and things. So, of course, being a reporter, I wanted to figure out how far we can take this. So I embarked on a lot of experiments working with frontier scientists around the world, at different prestigious universities, and inviting my readers from around the world to take part every so often in an intention experiment. And so we've done 35 of them to date. Everything's from trying to make seeds grow faster, to trying to purify water, to lowering violence in war-torn areas. We've done that, I think, 7 or 8 times, to healing someone of post-traumatic stress disorder. And of those 35 experiments, 31 have shown measurable, positive, mostly significant effects. And to answer your question, Ken, I mean, not only is there no drug out there with that kind of consistent track record, that kind of power, but also it's very simple. These kinds of things can occur and change things dramatically, in my experience, in 10 minutes. That's how powerful we are.
Well, by the way, you can add number 32 to your intention experiment, because I started a group based on your work in January with a group of people that own podcast networks. And I want to say that I've never had those kind of experiences before. Every single person in the group, I had one fellow that their podcast went from 3 shows to 50. I had one that went from 30 to about 100. I had another one that went from basically zero. In fact, she was at zero to about 75 right now. These are shows on networks such as we're on right now. That kind of growth was exponential. And the group set intention. Well, we can talk a little bit about how we did it, maybe. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back and I'm going to ask Lynn to give us the specific formulas on how we can use intention to do what I did and to do what those other 31 experiments did to take your business, your life to the next level. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm sitting here with Lynn McTaggart. She is a best-selling author of many books. Today, we're talking about how to take your life and be able to play on a level, on a field that you may not have really played upon, and being able to take that understanding to be able to generate more success, more love, more health, more vitality in your life. Lynn, we're talking about the intention experiments, and how does this work? How do people really start getting results like they've never gotten before using the power of intention? And I want you to answer that. But before I do, I want you to give me a little background on the Power of Eight, the book that you wrote about it.
Sure. So those were my experiments, Ken, with large groups and big experiments using scientists. But also, I wanted to scale this down to a workshop setting. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do or how I was going to do this. So I was kicking around the idea with my husband one day, and I said, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll just put people in groups, small groups of eight or so, and have them send healing intention to a member of the group with a health challenge. And my husband said, he's a good headline writer, I love it, the power of eight. And that's pretty much what we did. We started putting in groups of people into eight or so, had them send healing intention to a member of the group with a health challenge. And we expected it to be a very minor effect, but it was extraordinary. We discovered that people of all varieties were being healed, and people with cataracts said they were 80% better. A woman with digestive problems felt healed. Somebody else with a really bad knee problem said she was walking normally. Somebody else with migraines said that she wasn't feeling any headaches anymore. And on it went. And I was pretty skeptical of this, thinking this was just a placebo effect, until I started doing it again and again and again. And I've now run thousands of groups and seen extraordinary miracles. A year ago, a woman in my audience lifted herself out of a wheelchair. But to answer your question, not only have we seen that kind of effect, but people have also healed their finances. They've written the book they've always wanted to write. They've changed careers successfully. They've made up with their estranged relatives or partner. You know, they've healed every area of their lives. And in, you know, it with the help of a small group.
Well, if it's a placebo effect and you're getting that those kind of results, I'll take it. I'll take placebo. I'll take any of it. And so I really like that. And, you know, this is beyond ordinary experience for most people. This is something that is kind of woo-woo or kind of out there, or I've heard about it, but it doesn't I don't know if it's real or not. How many experiments have you done that you've gotten these kind of results? I know you said 31, but when you're working with the universe, when you're working with your own groups and getting people walking out of wheelchairs, what is happening there? Let me ask you that question. What's happening there?
Well, that's a great question, Ken. And in answer to how many thousands, I mean, I've run groups since 2008. And it took me 10 years to actually get the courage to write about it because I kept trying to understand what's going on here. I'm not a healer. How come we are getting people getting out of wheelchairs? How come people are canceling their knee replacement operations? How come people are healing? You know, I had a woman who had had a stroke and she couldn't focus her eyes. And after one 10-minute situation, she could see normally. You know, people have genetic problems. We've been able to heal. And so I asked that of myself, and being a researcher, I looked into it. And I think there are a bunch of things going on here. Number one, there is the power of a group. You know, groups create what Emile Durkheim used to call, he was the French psychologist, the late French psychologist, collective effervescence. You know, there's a kind of an uplift from being in a group, an amazing magical power together. There is that. There's the power of intention, no doubt. There is a power in our thoughts. Our thoughts are trespassers who go out there into the world and affect people and things. There is the power of altruism. Now, I saw this amazingly in looking at the science of altruism. Altruism is like a bulletproof vest. People who engage in any kind of help to someone else live happier, healthier, longer lives. And it doesn't matter almost what it is. So a big element of a power-based group is altruism. You're not just focusing on yourself. You're taking turns. Sometimes you're giving to someone else. And it is that back and forth that becomes a major healer. There's that. But I think the secret sauce is the fact of experiencing ourselves in the field. We feel a collective state of oneness. And I discovered this when doing brainwave studies with Life University, the world's largest chiropractic university. They put their neuroscience department at my disposal, which was wonderful because we could look at what exactly was going on. We assumed that brainwave patterns of participants, and these were just student volunteers, would mimic those of brainwave signatures with people undergoing meditation. Our results were nothing like meditation. Meditation creates enlargements, more brainwave activity in alpha waves and theta waves, slow and medium slow brainwaves. You know, our brainwaves have different speeds, and these are the slower ones. And they also had brainwave signatures showing an increased sense of I. People doing things and feeling a sense of their themselves in certain parts of the brain. Ours were the opposite. All the parts of the brain involved in feelings of separation, like the parietal lobes, which sit right back here, and they tell us what's me and what's not me. They were dialed way down. And so were other parts of the brain involved with worry, doubt, negativity, the right frontal lobes. And so these were people in a state of ecstatic oneness. So that's the secret sauce in my view. It is this feeling of stepping out of our own separation, our own sense of ourselves being separate, and actually experiencing the reality, the underlying reality, that we are all part of the field.
Can we do this without another human being? Is this something we can do ourselves, or does it require us to be with others?
You can do intention for yourself. And, you know, I teach many courses, foundation courses, intermediate courses, advanced courses in intention. You can do it for yourself, but it gets supersized and more powerful in a group. I have people who are experienced intenders taking my courses saying they've tried many times to do this powerfully by themselves, and it works much better in a group. So I always encourage people to create a group. And by the way, Ken, it doesn't have to be an in-person group. This is good news during COVID lockdowns. Many of my classes, most of my classes, are done online. And I put people into groups, but they're in virtual groups and they've never met each other. You know, I have groups of people who have been going for years, and they meet religiously every week, and they've never actually met each other in person. Yet these people consider themselves best friends. You know, they have just experienced some extraordinary connection. These people have become their intention family.
So, well, you know, that reminds me. Okay, so when you're saying extraordinary connection, because this has to do with energy. This is raising our energetic, imprint when we're together is what I'm getting. It's like when we're in group, when we're using the mind to focus on supporting ourselves or another human being, we're lifting, we're in altruism. These seem like energies that lift us, the spirit up. So we're tapping into that field that we're talking about. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, I think it's what we are doing is, you know, there's a sense of we've got to move to a higher frequency. And I think actually it's more about entering into a state of consciousness that is experiencing what oneness is like. The closest I can come to it are, say, the work of people like the late psychologist Abraham Maslow. He looked at peak experiences and found that there were a certain kinds of characteristics, like a big change of energy, a feeling of some sort of big physical change. And a lot of my people talk about electricity running through their bodies, feeling, you know, on fire, feeling electric current going through them, or crying uncontrollably. There is a feeling of a kind of a palpable sense of oneness. There is a feeling of a kind of blinding epiphany of meaning. Life makes sense. There's a sense of rejuvenation. Ah, I know what to do going forward. There's all of those things. And the people that we've studied doing Power of Eight groups have brainwave signatures that are almost identical to those of Sufi masters during chanting or Buddhist monks during ecstatic prayer. They are also experiencing an ecstatic state of oneness. So I think it's really that we feel.
I got to take a break, but when we come back, let's dive into how do we actually get there.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Well, welcome back. Hey, today is the day. You know, we're talking about how to tune in and bring out that infinite power that's within you. And I'm very blessed to have best-selling author Lynn McTaggart with us today. She's actually an award-winning journalist, an international best-selling author, and she conducts scientific study on the power of group intention and a lot more. Lynn, we're talking about how to really get there. How do we get to that state, or what do we do? What are the steps to get us into a place where we can start setting intention and make it work in our lives?
Okay, Ken, thank you for that. There are 13 keys, so I can't go into all of them, you know, and there's a lot of times and places and bunches of things that you can do to really maximize intention, which I teach in many of my courses. But I want to give people some tips today that can really get them going in starting a Power of Eight group. Number one, get yourself a group. Now, this doesn't have to be an in-person group. It can be online, on Skype, on Zoom, and everybody's learning how to use Zoom now. Get yourself a group of friends or colleagues or associates, or, you know, I even have a Facebook page, Connecting and Healing Through the Power of Eight, where people put up little ads, you know, they just put up little signs saying, hey, I'm in this time zone. Anybody else want to be in a group with me? So get yourself a group. Does it have to be eight? No, it doesn't. We found it works with five. It works with eight. It works with 12. Eight is kind of a Goldilocks figure. It's sort of a ideal number, not too big, not too little. So try to keep it five or above and probably 12 or less. Otherwise, it gets a bit unwieldy. Meet together, ideally once a week. Set intentions. And here's the big thing that I'm going to tell you. Make it specific. You'll hear from a lot of other spiritual teachers about essentially leaving it open so the universe can fill in the gaps. That's a little bit like prayer. That's a bit like saying, okay, God, you decide. But what I have found in my work over these many decades is that the more specific you are about what you want, the better off you'll be. And so be very specific. Tell the universe exactly what you want, when you want it. If you need money, don't say, I'm going to win the lottery. Say, if you need $2,340, say, my intention is to get $2,430 by X date. So make it very specific and make it positive. And all of you need to hold the same intention together. Bring it down to your hearts together. So you're all holding that same intention statement at the same time. It goes out through your hearts. It's not an intellectual exercise. You send it out together while you imagine you're holding hands, that you are all together. And the more you can imagine that coming through true, the better off you'll be. So those are some of the rudimentaries of it. And that's essentially correct. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to mention this. I think that step number one is to pick up this book. It's called The Power of Eight. It's by Lynn McTaggart. It is a fantastic read. It actually changed my life in so many ways, Lynn, because I learned the exact techniques that you give, those exact instructions to be able to hold a Power of Eight group. So I want to thank you for that. But by the way, Lynn, where can we get the book?
Oh, it's available in bookstores if they're open or on Amazon or any online bookshop.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that is definitely number one. How often do people need to meet?
Well, here's the thing too, and I find it so interesting because people feel they've got to embellish it. Now, as I said, there are techniques to being a real intention master. And you can do a lot of refining of these techniques, the right language to use, the right way to focus, the right heart states, the right timing, all of those things. But essentially, it is a pretty simple process. And people, I find one of the biggest mistakes is they want to add something else to it. It's too simple in their minds. They think they need to bring in purple flames or white lights or archangels or angel guides or all of that stuff. And they don't. That's the amazing thing of it. The power lies with you and your group and getting out of a state of separation and into oneness. So ideally you would meet once a week with your group because familiarity and connection with that group and regularity is also a big key. And so once a week, and how long do you have to do intentions? A lot of people think they have to hold on to it for hours and get into a big, deep meditative state. No, 10 minutes is long enough and good enough. I've seen amazing things happen in less than 10 minutes.
Does it matter if I have that Sufi master or yoga master or a Shaolin master in my group where they're have this vibration or energy? Does that matter the process?
Well, okay, Ken, I have to say that one of our big intention experiments, which was trying to make seeds grow faster, we ran it 6 times and it worked every single time. The seed scent intention grew much higher than the 3 other sets of control seeds. But we got the highest results with a group of healing touch practitioners. So yeah, that does help. But in terms of your group, let's try to get this idea through our heads because we really don't, you know, we really believe you need years of disciplined practice and hours and sweat lodges and things like that to become a master of this stuff. You don't. I have seen people and miracles that happen in the first group they've been part of. And the first time they've ever done this in 10 minutes. So you don't need to have people who have practiced. It may help, but it's not necessary.
Well, I can assure you the people that I've worked with the intention, a lot of them were not meditators. They were not somebody that believed in something esoteric. They were just everyday people that just came in and I said, hey, here's a way that we can do this. Are you willing to play full out and have fun and do this every day? And they said, sure, we'll play with it. But when they started getting the results they got serious about it. They said, oh, wow, this is really working. So, I love what you say, that anybody can do this. I'm going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to take a little deeper dive into some of the mistakes people make when they're setting power of intention and what we can do to remedy those things. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's do that. All right. We'll be right back. All right.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Kendi Foster here, and we're talking about the power to that you need to be able to connect into that infinite power that you have. Today, my guest is Lynn McTaggart, and you know, one thing I think a lot of people don't know about you, Lynn, is that you publish one of the world's most highly praised health publications, and you run the highly popular health and spirituality teleconferences and workshops around the world. Before we get into more about the intention, tell us a little bit about that, what you do there.
Okay, sure. Well, for 30 years, my husband and I have run a publication called What Doctors Don't Tell You. First, a newsletter, and now, since 2012, an international magazine that runs now in 15 languages around the world. And we look at what works and what doesn't work in conventional and alternative medicine. Mainly, we are looking at what works in holistic medicine. And recently, a year or so ago, we started an exhibition and show company called Get Well, so that we could showcase the amazing alternative practitioners. And that's everything from doctors to energy practitioners, using all kinds of modalities that are healing people, because we think not enough of this is known. So we're doing that. We ran a real show at Olympia in London last February. And in November 12th to 15th, we're running a virtual show, which is showcasing and having speakers, about 70 speakers, who are healers of every kind of illness. We've got experts healing chronic fatigue, diabetes and endocrine problems, all kinds of problems like back problems, arthritis, cancer, all of the big big deals, big problems that people face. And there are an array. This is the thing. There's an endless array of treatments that work. But we feel that most people need a blueprint, because most people go through, you know, a horrible path of trying to get well and not finding the solution, not knowing what solution there is. So that part of my work is all about shortcutting that process and giving
people. I love that. You know, I think so many people then live with chronic disease and don't, there's almost a mindset that it's, you know, pain is just there. You know, I'm just going to grow up with pain. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have some cancer someday, or, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to grow fat and old. That's kind of a weird mindset, but I think a lot of people have that. And then they come in and then they need to figure out how to heal. So what do you say to that?
Well, you know, I say that a lot of times it's just about people not finding the right modality for them. I mean, I'm not putting down conventional medicine. It has its place. There's nothing better for emergency medicine. You know, if I get run over by a truck, I want the best of high-tech medicine to put me back together again. But for most chronic problems, there are alternatives and holistic solutions that work better. And let's just take pain, for instance. We've got about 6 or 7 pain experts of every variety speaking at our November 12th to 15th show. We've got a distance healer who has amazing experience with pain. We've got the world's top stem cell regenerative medicine physician who heals all kinds of joints and back and soft tissue injuries and pain without surgery. We've got people showing certain exercises that balance muscles and alleviate pain. We've got other people who have healed knee pain and overcome arthritis using Eastern practices like Qigong or Tao calligraphy. So we've got these proven demonstrations and methods of working so that people can get a real blueprint of a path to healing.
I'm so glad you're putting this out in the world, because, you know, we, you know, in the West, we pretty much have been kind of indoctrinated that the Western medicine is the way to go. It's the only way to go. And if you're not going down that path, you're probably going down the wrong path. But the truth is, this is what I tell my clients, you know, what are the results you're getting? What kind of results are you getting? If you're living with chronic pain, or you're living with back problems, you're living with knee problems, you're living with autoimmune diseases or cancer or something like that, and you're not getting the results you want, healing is a quest. It's time to go and find something new and try something new. In fact, I believe sometimes healing is there for us to break us out of our limitations and help us expand what's possible. So if that's you, Lynn, tell them how they can connect to this conference.
Okay, great. Thank you. So it's actually to a show, Ken. You know, imagine an actual show exhibition. Well, this is a virtual version. We actually have stands that people can visit. We have their ability to speak to the practitioners afterward. So it's an interactive, live and interactive 4 days. They can find out everything about it on our website, getwell.solutions. We'll tell them everything about that virtual show. But as you say, Ken, and that's getwell.solutions, as you say, Ken, it's a quest. And what we want to do, most people go on a quest. If their doctor doesn't, their, you know, conventional doctor doesn't have an answer, they don't know where to go. And we want to shorten that path for them and show them how much opportunity there is to get well. You mentioned autoimmune. We've got a woman who, a doctor now, who healed herself. She was in a motorized wheelchair with MS. She healed herself of multiple sclerosis, and now she heals other patients of every kind of autoimmune disease. So we want people to know this.
You know, it's amazing what we're learning. You know, I spoke recently with a doctor that knows how to heal just about anything. I mean, whether you're talking ADD, ADHD, the autoimmune diseases, the thyroid issues, the gut issues, that, you know, and they're, you know, it's not like this person's some miracle worker. It's this, that they've studied different modalities, which is what you're bringing into the world with these doctors. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy you're doing it. How much does power of intention play in the healing of our bodies?
Well, I think that, you know, the mind and the body are so interrelated that positivity, a spiritual element of it, is possibly one of the biggest issues. I was fascinated by the book Radical Remission about cancer, and the author talks about the 9 important elements to overcoming cancer, which she overcame herself. And only 2 of them relate to things to do to the physical body. Mm-hmm. The other things are all about community, spirituality, belief, all of those kinds of things. So mind plays an enormous role in it. I mean, the placebo effect, everybody, doctors poo-poo the placebo effect. Placebo effect works 65 to 70% of the time. There's no drug out there with that kind of track record either. So the placebo effect is very, very important, but just that means the mind does heal. However, what I have seen with my intention work is it's not a necessary element of it, as long as the group believes. We've had many groups heal people outside the group, and they weren't necessarily believers. We had a group do healing intentions for a 15-year-old who tried to commit suicide after his first serious girlfriend broke up with him. He threw himself onto a 40 feet onto hard ground from a high structure. And he broke everything. He had nerve damage, brain damage. And we had our group, I was running a masterclass then. I had the group on 3 successive Sundays send healing intention to him while the young boy, you know, was, while his father was keeping a track of what was going on with him at that time. And Luke, the young boy, got better in record time. The doctors didn't even think he was going to live. But I know it wasn't a placebo effect because, you know, his parents were great believers in all of this, but he thought, you know, like most teenagers, that his parents' beliefs, particularly their beliefs in the power of intention, was pretty stupid.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, some people, it seems to me like the group is going to believe for you until you can believe for yourself that it's possible. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm sure there's a piece of that in there. So what you're saying is that somebody can come into the group. They don't have to necessarily have a mind that's not full of doubt and uncertainty. They can come into the group and allow themselves to be in that space with the possibility that something might happen. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yes. I mean, what I was referring to was people outside the group. When the group intends for other people outside the group, which our groups do, they don't just intend for the members of the circle. They can intend for people outside the group. And I have found that those people don't have to be believers to be affected. But it helps.
By the way, let me ask you this.
And as you say, being open to that possibility is great. But even great skeptics, we've had results with great skeptics too.
How important is it to hold intention for people outside the group? Is that part of the process?
Well, I think one of the big parts, you asked what works. One of the really big important parts of it, Ken, that works is getting off of yourself. You know, when people are stuck, I have learned over the years to basically say to them, you know, get off of yourself. Stop intending for yourself. Intend for somebody else, you know? Maybe there's somebody else who's got a bigger problem. And that, as I said earlier, altruism is a big piece here because altruism, I have found, heals the healer. When people are intending for other people, I mean, I document what happens with my master classes. I watch them. I have them filling out forms and watching their progress. And I watch it too. And I find when people are stuck, when they get off of themselves and start intending for someone else, invariably they get healed. Something in their life comes to pass. You know, we're all so imbued with the idea that we've got to do self-care and self-help. That's such a big part of the personal development movement. And I found that sometimes that can be a little dangerous. That focus on the self, you know, can get people, you know, really intensely self-absorbed. And it's not the greatest track to healing. I think the fastest route, the fast track really is a Power of Eight group where you take turns, you get off of yourself. So I'm not saying never have yourself as the subject, but don't always have yourself as the subject.
Well, I like that a lot. And I think it's the plus on that. It's not about self-development. It's about self-realization. And when we start to realize ourselves, that takes in all. It's not about self. It becomes something much greater than that. So, Lynn, thank you so much for being on the show today. Let's go one more time, tell people a little bit about where to connect with you and the one book that I'm recommending right now is The Power of Eight. So let's tell everybody where you can get everything again.
Thank you so much, Ken. Sure. So people can find me at lynnmctaggart.com, and you can find out all about all of my upcoming courses. We are running one now, a foundation course called Intention Essentials. But we're going to have our big year-long iconic masterclass, Power of Eight Intention Masterclass, kicks off end of January, beginning of February. And you can find out more about that and sign up on the waiting list on lynnmctaggart.com. And for the Get Well Show, if you want to attend our virtual show, November 12th to 15th, and it's all recorded. If you come to all 4 days of the show or you sign up for them, you can find that on getwell.solutions.
Wow. Thank you so much. All right. One last question. Close out the show here. What's your message to the world, Lynn?
Okay. My message to the world is one of the things I found with power of group intention is that it also heals polarization. So at this time where we are polarized like never before, I suggest you do an intention with people who are not like you and find out what happens, because it's the surest and quickest way to get the heart to leap across the fence. And my other message to you is you're grander than you've been told. So find that power, babe, and find that power and use it.
I love that. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you again for being here. I hope you'll come and visit me again next year on the show, because we always have these fun conversations. So I hope you'll do that.
I would love to, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you again. Keep up that great work. You're doing such great work in the world. I just love it. And so appreciate you. So appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Well, listen, I want to let all of you know, by the way, you can get my latest book that's coming out here. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. And why is that important? Well, just as Lynn was saying, you know, it is the power of the mind. It does start with the mind. Mind is over our emotions, what you think you feel. Emotions over actions, actions over results, results over destiny. And there's a lot more to it than this, that. That's a simple model. Because what we're really talking about is how to use the mind in groups with other people so that we can start to intend and understand how to use that mind properly. Most people don't use your mind properly, right? A lot of times we're just letting all these thoughts flow by. It doesn't matter what it is. You're getting upset. You're feeling hopeless. You're feeling like this is not going to work for you. Whoa, crazy. Slow down, take some time to understand how to use your mind. And if you do, your life will get better and better, just like everybody else's life that has learned to use their mind. So again, go check it out, couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. And I want to thank again my guest, Lynn McTaggart, for being here. You you would be doing yourself a favor if you check out what she's got going, and you pass this on to some of your family and friends that could really benefit from being able to take and understand the power of eight, how to use intention groups. Also, I want to thank you all for connecting with me, the people that are here every week. I really appreciate you. For those of you that are new, you can get all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. I may have given the book site out wrong. That's couragetochange.us. So if case you want to get that book. That's about it. We're always interested in what you have to say. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a question or comment, send it to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Until next time, have a very blessed day, a blessed life. And, you know, I'm so glad you're here with me. So I'm glad that we could have this time together. So take care.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.